Today is Wednesday, the 19th of June, in the 11th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." As they sing, I listen. I listen with my whole attention, with my mind and with my heart, so that I may really hear the word of God and keep it.
Heureux les hommes intègres dans leur droit, qui marchent suivant la voie du Seigneur. Heureux ceux qui gardent ses exigences, qui le cherchent de tout cœur.
Jamais ils ne commettent de péché s'ils marchent dans ses voies. Moi, je promulgue les préceptes à observer entièrement.
Puisse mes voies s'affermir.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
Sometimes our image of God can be a little off-kilter. For example, we can sometimes experience God as a stern schoolteacher, policing and critical of everything we do. So perhaps we need to adjust the tuning a little, to remember God as goodness, as love, as patience, kindness, and gentleness, a powerful helper maybe. Take a moment to locate your sense of God today. Your Father who sees in secret. We hear this phrase repeated a number of times throughout the passage. When our image of God isn't lining up with who God really is, this phrase might be a little scary. Why not take a moment to imagine God looking upon you with great, unfathomable love? When we recognize the loving God in this secret place, we are able to freely and truly live, give and act within the joy of God's purpose for us, without needing to be on display for others, or becoming like the hypocrites mentioned in today's passage. As you listen to the reading again, try and locate that loving God, and notice the ways in which God desires to reward.
Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
As this prayer comes to an end, you might like to ask for God's help in deepening that secret place or anything else that has stirred up in you during this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.